Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Scrooge Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 6 today for the day's Mass readings, and we'll be in verses 20 through 26. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, "You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment." But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, "Raca," will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly, while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. So today in Matthew 5, verses 20 through 26, Jesus emphasizes the importance of inner righteousness, exceeding mere adherence to the law. He asserts that even harboring anger against a brother or sister can lead us down a treacherous path. Anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. This stark warning reveals how unchecked anger can lead to sin, ultimately manifesting the pride within us that prevents reconciliation. Anger often serves as a mask for pride. It blinds us to our faults and lures us into a cycle of judgment. When we elevate ourselves above others through disdain or condemnation, we paint a distorted picture of our own righteousness. This mindset not only harms relationships, but also distances us from the grace that God extends to us. Instead of seeking accountability and reconciliation, our pride drives us to lash out and vilify others, perpetuating a cycle of conflict. However, Jesus offers us a transformative way forward. By seeking Christ, we are reminded of the mercy we have received and the importance of humility. Remembering our own shortcomings allows us to approach others with compassion instead of contempt. When we cultivate a relationship with Christ, we receive guidance on how to navigate our emotions and confront anger before it escalates. In acknowledging our vulnerability and the universal need for grace, we open the door to understanding and connection, ultimately overcoming the judgment that fuels anger requires intentionality rooted in faith. As we seek Christ daily, we embrace accountability and foster authentic relationships. Let us strive to lay aside pride and judgment, choosing instead the path of love and humility that leads to true peace. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever." We continue to pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. give them peace in their last breath. Today is a novena, day six for the repose of the soul of Roy Wiggins, my uncle. May he rest in peace. And today is day four for a novena for John Williams in hospice. John, we continue to pray for you, my friend. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. We pray all of this in the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 6. It's verses 20 through 26. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanzas strong. It's titled, Whoever Says You Fool. In the mountains high a voice did ring, a call to hearts, a new awakening. Your righteousness, the teacher spoke, must shine much brighter than most folks. Who follow laws with rigid hands, yet miss the grace where love withstands? For deeper truths than rules confined are found in how we treat mankind. To say I'm right, but harbor hate, is to court a bitter fate, for anger's spark ignites the flame, a seed of strife that bears the shame. If one should call his brother fool, within that name the venom's cruel. So seek to mend what's torn apart, and reconcile with an open heart. Leave gifts upon the altar's side, and seek the one you've pushed aside, for true devotion blooms and grows where love flows freely and mercy shows. Thus in these verses wisdom lies, to live in peace, to cherish ties. For justice true starts from within, a heart restored where love's to win. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's February 27th, 2026. Recording bright and early this morning at 4:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, who's by my side this morning, up a little early with me, and getting ready to do a little prayers herself as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim together what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Remember, unless your righteousness surpasses that of all the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Please practice what you preach and pray unceasingly and proclaim with confidence. And you too will be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Today we close in the honor of Jesus, as we often do, calling out to my brother-in-law, Johnny, who likes to say Jesus three times. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.